Kwazwai Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday. And of course, you're tuned in to The Connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host, Muria Zimbabwe, mthwakazwa muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove on Tuesday, the 25th of February 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And, of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible when we take a look at the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, mthwakazwa muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-469-2077. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section, and we'll be calling you live on air. Makate rachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMichael.
Hey, hola, Deepiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufunukumalami, kanawufunautawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
B BIGMYKE3, that's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripana Papa Mape, Jeluma Tatu, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, we are Repa VOA Studio 7. So, Linga Kotke Uguti, Abafisung Gena Buchelo, Lako Pali, Nombolo Zotingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Karamchila Opinam Chirongwa, Nyora Ima Namba, Tokfondre, Live Parunare Mo, Kwanisa Zwekari, Kungo Nyora, Maondre Enyu, Changetima Verenga, Live on air. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations a Decade of Action from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right, well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. They talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good, so they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I have learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots and developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender, gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions in STEM, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Equinet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Ms. Vanessa Chidiye, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercial and arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right, you just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the junior president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hayi yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani, and njalo he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutalisira ramangwana re Africa. So sizwile umukhuzi eshe ngempela esithi yena njengojunior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanyamazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukudzeisha akati aiwa buramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda ku perform ii akati aiwa akafara zvikurusa mukudzeisha nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhu kadzi especially vechidiki vechidiki aiwa akafara zvikare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsoti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guest. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukwengena ngempela uKane arikunyora hanzi ndikukonai ngikhona ePretoria. Kane, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gilbert Makopa hanzi, I'm watching you from Nelspruit. How's it going, Gilbert? Deliwe Nkwena uthi, hello Mkoma, watching you from Gebs. Tumelang, tumelang, Deliwe. Poma Posa saying, evening all, watching you from Dangamvura, Kuriseko, Dangamvura, Oko. Usinini Kupe Uti, hi, in the studio, we're together watching you from Johannesburg, Midrand. How's Midrand this, Nini? Alan, Arut, Nrukwona, Nruk, Johannesburg, Inga Johannesburg is in the house. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Nicholas is saying, evening, I'm watching you from Beira, Mozambique. And then Pana Farai Aruti Mike Zurusei Iwa Indri Bondri Bom Komang Zuru Fambaere. Melina Bonino is saying hello, hello, hello. As one of Tabantini, Emma Kasinetu, Bukasletu L V O A N Devele Abantu, Sebekan Lingen Pela Ubungena, Unkosim Sembo Uti Chonanjani Nkosi Isa Pila Tina Wenunjani, Utabisani Laukona Gushelo Uti welcome, 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 Tabisani. Upresha Uti Linjani Msagazweni Studio 7, Isa Pila Pressure. Mkokeli uti linjani mazimbapu wa mate Aise apila wenunjani mkokeli Tuwana ukti wanaru tichiko Papeji redu re VOA Shona tichimira magese edu arkupinda Vanu watu tanga zukari hanzi na disciple madani re Eita disciple hanzi I'm watching you Kennedy arguti hey big Mike shuruku famba ere mkoma Kennedy Ru arguti hi all vanyaso mwole sa munu wese Siabona ukti abantu ngempela bayan kena ngobune ngebabu Godfrey chanakira arguti watching you hanzi na egias muvindi Big Mike, Big Mike, Kuriseko, Mkoma, Egias, tinotenda shukuru sana kupinda mchirongwa, mashavari kutahanzi kufone, rwa kutikunze kwe muti imi, muti fone, aiwa, yorai namba, Mkoma, pama comments apo, tino kufone, raikana mchida kupinda mchirongwa, Farai aruti, hi Mike, ziri kufamba, ere Farai, aisivona abantu ngempela, bayangena ngobune ngibabo, so I'm not sure if my guest is ready, is my first guest ready? So let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guests. So I wrote down a couple of things that are in tune and in line. A lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show, Kahle Mike, you're talking about ama sustainable development goals. Kuyini lawa ama SDGs? What is it called? Inhlanganiso e United Nations, they have what they put up as 17 goals, and they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but they're looking to alleviate poverty. Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all young people, all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on junior president, His Excellency Mukudzeisha, Tasifa Nyembela City is happy ukubona abantu besifazana being involved. Goal number five, Yakuluma Nyembela City, they're looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying bukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyazi ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwe ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona egodwini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamshela emthrenga ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani khona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zwiri kufamba?
Hayi yathila.
Baba unjani ngibani khona ecingweni?
Ngilamlandlo.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Anyaphila baba.
Mm, nantu daba olukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo eningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. Yes, wa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso United Nations usongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe le Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefita na from uhlelo lolu?
Ake Zimbabwe kulanto elayithola kuphela lapho kufana lo mntwana oqhuba abanye besiya esikolweni ekwazi ukuthi impumputhe vekaboni lutho ngoba kudala kwasungulwa izinhlelo lokho esisizwa amahungahunga kodwa ngapha zena kuthebhelenda singaboni lutho ngitsho singazenaona le ndinto ziyadika.
Manje so awulathemba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha ele Zimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula ngizambe shoya ngakhuluma ngo 2030 njengokuthi ama election abuyayo ofuza ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukusa 5 years apho ngoba sekhuluma ngo 2030 ukuthi akafuni ukuphuma sokufela esikhundleni yomgcagi.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu angithi akula ndaba ukuthi uyabe ukhona na angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangela ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa siyi kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo bazothuthukisa abantu. Akula lapha abathuthukisa khona ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise kodwa igovernment ayibancedisi yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize le muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
Alright baba.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights this, ne maondra avu, Hongu zwaka naka zhukuta urwa na mzware songwe, we sanganore United Nations, wachiti wakachari sira kutanga, chirongwa chinechi nangwa chukubatira vechi ike wale ku Afrika. Asi iwo wa Ndlovu, wanoti ne maondra avu, azushike ku Zimbabwe. So, yithola zomuhle lina lithini ngoba belu khona ekutwini muri eZimbabwe 20 maondrenyu fona imchirongwa kana mchida ufuna umchirongwa mnoti kwalisa uti basa pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwalisa zvakare kutinyorera maondrenyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 in the city affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikos Kajengo. Yena uNikos is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi, yebo, uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals, uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. The continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, goal number 9 on this list of 17 goals that were set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, earlier on, I've also had a chance of speaking to Abantu Abayingcwethi kwezomnotho. my economists akasiyana siyana, and they were highlighting actually this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni patinotaura nezve ma industry patinotaura nezve infrastructure munoonawo vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti ah nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti ah nyaya yemvura yanetsa nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to. The SDGs itself, the United Nations is saying ukuthi amazwe wonke emhlabeni need to work towards ensuring ukuthi industries, the innovation sector and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now yesterday I got to speak to omunye ongusakhulayo who was there in attendance of this meeting about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ubesithi it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo you know izwekazi lonke ele Africa to focus on the science, technology, engineering and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani if you place focus on these things sikhangela isimo sokuthi in umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology towards uplifting themselves ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi nina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangaqhakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohlwa phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohlwa phela bathi what's gender equality? Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso United Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela chini chakakhosha zikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Na here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about where they talk about ama first countries. The Kangala local ones are like Melika. Le abona phela amazwi abantu bayatata imichova, abantu bayatata ama train. Anything is very accessible. Umshina lo can access me the world. So that's something that they're saying ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to power with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kwele Africa. Gonke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum, and today is only day 2. So if forum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe eZimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso United Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but you take care of your environment. Udaba climate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, Sibone Omunye Ongusakulai, who's a climate activist, Gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengosakulayo uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure ukuthi elakusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo usithi uThando Gwenji. She is there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to uThando sizwe ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program sisunjani.
Ngiyabonga
Lindani. Hayi siyaphila, siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Force?
Hayi, kuraiti
singazi khona ngakho lapho elikhona. Ah, kuraiti lapho. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me and what I'm expecting to be coming out is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030, it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And then he was talking about this being a decade to deliver. He was talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. He was also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And he was also talking about people's action that involves young people, the civil society, and other stakeholders. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted Utabalowuthi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu basakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting Omunye Osakhulayo, who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, bonke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo ukubona njani lokho njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we only sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders since we've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, we find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national reviews from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another talk show.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. But and then I'll come back to you, Angus. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She's a member of the Youth Innovation Trust. In Tanganiso, Kangela, in Daba, is Patalani, Mogutuviso, Daba Sakulayo. But I hear I have a caller as the Nutum Laleli and Utin, Motabasila Lamsha, Mushelo. Kola Kolam Terre, in Dinum Kamsham Tromba, Bano Connecting, when you are partner in the edge.
Ah, Bramai.
Eh, Skipan.
Yeah.
Bano Connecting, when?
Hey,
Tumelang Tate Ukai. Sharp Ntate. Nanti Tabuluko na Buselo namuhla. Ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama utterances aphumayo emhlanganweni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefake izinqumo ezikhangelele ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokho? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abasha kweZimbabwe?
Khona primarily kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba nanti siyahlukuthela kodwa nilobhasi futhi khonapho ilizwe lethu sasipela themba ngalo soke kuhlala sihlabela kuphela sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa khona ukuthi kube lento ezinjengazi nezo into enhle kakhulu umbono omuhle kakhulu ngoba ngingakuthela bramaithi ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngo-January. Ngisuke ekhaya ngo-January, abantu bengibuya la uzembuya lomuntu under 18 years. Ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi ne-passport, ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi. Uzuzuzuthi umuntu under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani azawuthola eBotswana awaziyo? Akula msebenzi wesandla engiwaziyo. Akula msebenzi engingathi ngingahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo. Kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yani kuthiwa i-any job. Kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusise le nto kuthiwa i-any job yini? Kumele mbe ngudaka boy. Ekuvoxa udaka kwakhona angikwazi esikolwa ngikufundanga ngikuvoxa udaka. Angikwazi vela kula msebenzi wesandla engingathi waziwa ngumuntu under 18 years. Dramike la uyakwazi uyakubona.
So
esiqinisweni engikutshoyo ukuthi asiphela kuthemba primarily ngelizwe lakithi. Sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela, uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into enjele nje izayenziwa, kodwa ayisoziphumelele. Ngoba why ngisitsho njalo, okwenza into ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni lanxa kungaba la madona phela into enjalo kuza kube kula madona ngithi uyakwazi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka. Lanxa kuyukuthi kuzale kulomunye oyukuthi ayimele ehlale etafuleni efunde, kulomunye ozale engakwazi khona ukubhala ibizo lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi uzakuthengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenze ezemisebenzi yezandla. So kuyadinga ukuthi encedise ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi emncedise. But sesokusiba yukuthi ilizwe lakhe lile nkohlakalo. Yikho kusoke benzima kwabo primary ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo, ukugcwela inkohlakalo. So ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingangi sami ngingisindiso ngingelalutho, into enzima kakhulu.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa Sindiso, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi, mina engingakutsho kuphela ngithi siwumtekisisi wami lo olaye kwabo utata dethu, ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi kagovernment. Ake lizame likhulume dadethu, litshele abantu laba bezwisise, ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu. Kumele lina dadethu linjalo, kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi. Lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika, ngoba lina yini phela elizindlela zethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa futhi kuyaleboha tate, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi. Right, you just heard there, lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi, bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Uthando soon. Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi Mthereri ari ukuthi caller Mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtra Mtrongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Hayi, ngithanda ukuthi sibizo obuthi Mike.
All right, sizathi anonymous, singibani uqhubeka ungasitela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangikhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Ethe kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political, ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle. Yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavumi ukuthi labo kabadla amampenteni njengamanye ama-professional, ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth, ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu. Nga abantu abadala belokhe besalele ezikhundleni, sizahlala silokhe sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa. Umuntu ole-35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathathi umuntu omdala isikhathi eside. Abantu abadala lakasibasoli, bakhona ukuthi bangasinetha basigayide. But I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kwemisebenzi lakho should also be implemented ku-politics, kuma-presidential position. Abantu abavumi ukuthi sebekhulile laba-retire, ungene abantu abasakwanisa ukugijima bayenza izinto.
kodwa ma yinto engiyibonayo ukuthi yesibuhlele emuva ngobuya ithola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo
kodwa ma
ukuthi katonta ngabaza phumelela njani
wothi ngikubuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo lukahulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abasha kwele Zimbabwe do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasichenya ngenxa yokuthi iVision 2030 is in line with iAgenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations do you not think ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe amathuba akhona for abantu abasakhulayo.
No, asisoze sakhuluma ngoVision 2030 abantwana abaqedi ilokho zenama university last year 3 years ago 4 years ago ngabasebenzi wayisizakhangela uVision 2030 khona u2030 khona. Kufanele sikhangele zi right izinto ezenza yalayo kathesi abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenza izimali eZimbabwe iZimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo 19 ithi nasafunde emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani kufanele i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuke kathesi imali yeZimbabwe iyayangisa Uthe asingabalini u2030 kasikhangele nini intsha abantu abasha bathwele nzima si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi because of the current situation kale sisetshenziswa lama bonzo ngeke waphuma la usiya ngathi ngapi akuvunyeni ukuthi abantu nxa sebekhulile badedele kungena abanye abasha
Hayi siyakuzwa ma siyabonga kakhulu.
Kuhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Babe listening government. Why? Abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathele nzima. Esibhedlela wake wasibona istrike esihamba sidlule ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi siyakuzwa ma.
Abo Vision 2030 bona abantu ababo baphandle. Thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithini.
Hayi siyakuzwa ma ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Wothi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngo-WSC olukhona kuhlelo. Hayi liyamuzwa. Let me head back to Uthando. Sizwe ukuthi yena Uthando what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers. Thando usakhona ecingwe. Tando, could you connect me? All right. As is when we go to Ianu Tando, Tando, right. Bengitsi, you know, the two callers have given two different inputs. Both of them seem to be highlighting and, you know, focusing on the issue of youth empowerment. Sizo umamalo, Australia, sithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting. Abantu abasakhulayo are not getting amathuba ukuzithuthukisa. Njalo, nxa sikhuluma ngendaba lezentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are not being involved. You're at the conference, you're actively there, you see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating. How would you respond to Mamalo?
Okay, I say it on our own. Because even the money, ama speakers at the corner, ebe kuluma ngokuqhakathi ukuthi ama youth abe kuma processes. And by acknowledge ukuthi five main contesting speakers at the corner, ukuthi thina njengabontanga abaseZimbabwe khathesi asibange sibe ne intellectual. Intellectual inheritance. Ukuthi i-conference leyo na kakhulu ibikhuluma nge-fourth industrial revolution. Kodwa bona laba abasilidayo khathesi ngaku-third industrial revolution babengekho. So abakwazi lokuthi bashiyelani loba befuna ukushiyela something. So it's like labo ba-blank ukuthi indaba ye-youth empowerment bayibona iyenzakala everywhere. Kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigudo zangkhona. Kuyabeshula ukuthi bangakwenza njani. Izini amaqhinga ekhona kusenziwa yonke into. Yele njalo kokukhulunywe ngumlaleli wokuqala uSindisi. Uqinisele kakhulu ama process lawa aya efia angani ngama talk shows siyakhuluma ukuze kugcine kubhuwa ungena ukuphumayo. So yena kahle kahle ubebuza ukuthi loba sikhuluma what is in it for you. Mina ngibona ngani khona ukuthi ama-youth akhona khathesi kwi-process le and bazama ukuhambisa imibono yabo laphana lalaphana, ngibona ngani kuba ngcono. But okushotayo kakhulu kwi-process yena leyo ukuthi-ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama-organizations amaningi awe-United Nations esiwabona lapha okumele bakwenze ngikukhomitha ukuthi mayethu siyalibona liyenza ama-innovations, siyalibona liyaphathela lapha nalapha. So sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo because noba kuthiwa i-decade of action akula muntu oseke wakhuluma ngemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzele i-action yona leyo imali engaka. So mnambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi yikuthi kube lama-commitments anjengawona lawo ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuparticipate kwama-youth and ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ejiyeleyo kuma-communities abo kodwa kushota yona le imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha e-technical skills bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-conference iqalile. So this whole conference is anchored on science, technology, the innovation and yes lebeqinisi nesikile ukuthi eZimbabwe sibe-digital sector engani iqinile mbijana because ama-youth akhona afundile njalo alalo ulwazi njalo siyabala siyangena kwi-internet sibona ukuthi izikole ezizenziwa njani kodwa kushota yona leyani i-financial injection.
Wothi ngikubamba umlomo othando ngithathe omunye uguest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uSingano Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndukudza kuti vachisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunhare. Welcome to our program, Mr. Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tiri nani ndine chimbo chekuti vateereri vari kufara. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezviri kuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Mave ne 2 days muri ikoko mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi somwe ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki.
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukana iwoyo vakatibata vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzisana nevechidiki zvemichina yechizvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics nezuva rechipiri tikatana zvimwe chete zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechizvino zvino rwuende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda. Tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi. Kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana nevanoti decade of action kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviriko 17 zvemaSDGs. Saka ndichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri waAmazon Munangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tino zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo uyezve tiri kupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki ndero ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seafrica kuchiona kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra nekuti ratiri kuti decade of action iri tingatoti ratopirwa mumaoko evechidiki kuti vaite basa varivo. Saka ndo chandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki. Ngatitorei vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzo kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yaiswa executive secretary, under secretary, AUC, executive secretary, UN, general secretary, so United Nations. John of Tivaka, we are Kasangana, no speaking in Suro, Suarovira, but Torera, Kutinichi, our church at Nagitakuti, Rapatani, Nika Tose, Mukuta. Sustainable development, yet to Toronto, Iko, owned by the youth. Mm-hmm. The future is now rooted among one and Jinas. I said among one, I don't remember Tunga, whenever she did you. I can tell the Muromoa, which are Sarah, which in you got to also the tourists or town ones, which is among one Jinas. I said among one, I remember where she did you. That is Chandi, where she did you.
Now, Vachasina, earlier on, and the normal guest, Ariparunare, Utando Kwinji, and she was highlighting how she is excited so much to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real, tangible commitments. A lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program. But quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, Honorable,
and then I'll go to Tando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. I have a caller. Welcome to the connection.
Hello.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila
nje. Hayi ngibani connect ngwena.
Ukhona nkomo majobe.
Nkomo, ungunjani egoli?
Hayi goli kumnandi baba, uhleli kunje.
Hayi ukhanya ngani uyasikholisela.
Ya leli lizwe baba, engalithathela ama times. Lalela ke la. Abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi ngani bazwala umuntu oyi-1. It's now 40 years izani sitshela manje ekhaya lapho. Izwela abantwana laba abathaya izandla lapho bethaya izandla. Abaqale bekhangele i-economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi iveliweni ibolile nangokwayo. Imali le abantu bona bazayenzela iyavela kubani. Khangela amagaraji ubone ukuthi ama-queue e-petrol anjani ayesabisa. Impuphu ayikho right now eZimbabwe abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalo ukuthi bona bazoyithiwa i-government. Igambini sesiyokuvusa ama-industry shuwa betshayela into enje shuwa izandla kathi singabantu abanjani umuntu ongene kugovernment eZimbabwe ngo-1980 mina ngeke eme phambi kwamethu uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebelelendi emandebeleni kufiwe babo ngohambe ebhinga izikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu uyini engayichayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years ngabadala labo bangele for the past 40 years kungenziwa lutho emathebeleni khangela imigwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba khangela umgwaqo kwamaswingo lokhu ama-accident akhona everyday kuncane ngani kwamabhasikili abaqale belungisa i-economy wabona ngaphilize lemali ecina nge-$5 ethwali ngalungisa impilo zabantu noma ukhangela
Baba Nkomo, sikhangela lokho okushiwo ngu-Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe-science, technology kanye engineering kanye le-maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho konke lokhu kukushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi yena he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu abantu can now create jobs for themselves njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokhu everything that you've mentioned ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi imigwaqo usiyibonile konke khonokuya uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa i-STEM ukubona njani lokho
lalela lapha that is a simple equation yini izanu is iprompts amanga a more than 10,000 iprompts abantu bakithi iZimbabwe ku technology iku 0 degrees akula equipment lapha elizweni baba singatshela ndamanga izanu they are good on talking when it comes to action they are 100% useless baba ukukutshela abantu abethu ngikhuluma right now baphila ngotshwala baphila ngembanje baphila ngogwayi bahamba ngenyawo abalaludo abalanguba abalani abanye vela sezibethatha abafazi abanye leke bazalwayo sebele ama more than 40 years azake besebenzi umuntu onjalo uma umkufela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile isikolo engasebenzi sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela lokho okhunye ngobaba lowo yazi utshela iziphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe isikolo itechnology ekhanya yazi iku 0% yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo when you talk about education i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi bayasebenza right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day bakhola udodi they can't even buy anything abanaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka especially i-youth let's talk about i-youth uhamba ema-town ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe ngiyangena kuma-road areas ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani abantwana bakithi umuntu oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo omunye uyelwisa imbuzi abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi bazala labantwana abantwana kabalotsholwa isikole sodwa abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu yohluleka ukude lobolo sabantwana besebenzala izikwelede kupeyinti ezingalotsholwayo i-technology oyikhulumayo le ise-non-starter baba into useless le
hayi siyakuzwa Nkomo usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucina
I wish ngabe yimi ngiranile izwe lelo within 2 days ngivisit Britain le-America le-Australia le-German sihlale phansi ngithi buyanini leranile izwe lelo bese ngisithi mina kibo asibuyeleni kumali lena eyasetshenziswa ngu-Smith siqale from that currency ka-Smith ama-British evule ama-Indus lama-Americans ibhulawe 3 quarters ama-Briting lawo ngayi-America lama-British thina silaluto that's why ubona sokuwomile sokuthe qha intuthu ziyathungazelaka iseko izinto zama-American and without Britain, America, Germany, France I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today we are not going anyway ngi-education lesilawo eZimbabwe ngeyamanga manga kula lutho baba lapho
hayi siyakuzwa baba Nkomo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela
thank you so much
Thando ukhona ecingweni
Right.
You just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education. He talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8. And he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issues, then it's put as useless. And nase sikhangele kakhulu indaba ye-education because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke. And then nxa sikhangele ama-SDGs, ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya-interlinked ukuthi ngeke sathi se-achieve igoli leyi sakhohle yinye.
akuhambelani kumele angenelane wonke siwabone ukuthi so achieve njalo ngathi futhi sina we want to deliver before 2030 and ngikhayela kakhulu indaba ye education ngiqiniso sibili they say ukuthi iZimbabwe is a bitter spot kodwa ungabuyela ema high schools ethu ama labs awala equipment and bebekhuluma fortunately bekulabantwana besikolo abanye abase primary azikhulumela umntwana ukuthi mina icomputer angiyivambi ngithi ngizayibamba sengu-form bani. So it's some of the things that need to be revised kuma-curriculum ethu nendlela esivele senza ngayo izinto, but it's also up to the people abane-power because thina esingakwenza kwesinye isikhathi ukukhuluma kodwa kumele ukuthi bona laba abane-power bebone ukuthi bathatha ama-young people as an opportunity for growth, basebenzise ama-skills ne-power that the young people abakhona have to actually try to push change. Because nxa singakhangela even though SDG 8, it's SDG 9. Ngibabambanisa bonke bongu-2. Ukhulunywa ngama-young people, and young people can actually bring the change that you want to see, industrialization, innovation, and employment. So, sisesekhona lapho sikhuluma ngama-youth, i-participation yama-youth kumele ibe meaningful. Ukuthi singakhumbi ukuparticipate ngama-numbers. Xa sikhuluma nge-impact, xa sikhuluma ngokudeliver ama-SDGs, it means that we should be moving beyond ukuthi kuye lama-youth angu-200 akuye-NVIC4. But in each form, ukuweya kwabo lapha, i-action abayithathayo as it translates to. And even i-participation yabo within the process, abahlali baqakeza izandla kuphela labo yibo okumele babe kuma-podium.
All right. Let me give Chisina a chance to like a comment against this.
Yeah.
Right. Va Chisina Muchiripo Barnare. Va Chisina? Oh, I don't know what Chisina wa dropper. I was hoping to see here. Vacha wana umkana weku pindura zwa tauru wa unemtele. All right, Sando, unakubuge la pambili.
Okay, bengithi okugcina engibonayo kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenzakale eZimbabwe. And angifuni ukuthi siqambela namanga sithi imali ayikho eZimbabwe. Imali ikhona kodwa ayichanelwa okumele kwenzakale. So for us to achieve ama-SDGs, for us to actually monitor i-process yama-SDG eZimbabwe lokuthi ihamba njani, kumele sibe lama-tax audit. Angikhumbuli ukuthi wenza wona lawa ama-tax audit. And we should be budgeting for each and every goal. Ukuthi from goal 1 to goal 17, kube ne budget set aside ukuthi how are we going to achieve this? A proper note lay ebesiyifaka ema entsukwini ezijulile, eprioritize okunye at the expense okunye at the end of the day as we achieve in totality ama SDGs. And kumele kube ne involvement and meaningful participation yama young people. And sesenjalo kube le coordination enhle ukuthi in every ministry or every other institution kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani, khona kuzathi nxa sesisiya kuilwane okhuluma ngama-partnerships for the goals, ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini nabasediaspora nasithando nani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. It is one thing. It is one of the things that is illusory.
All right. Well, Tando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left of the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday, what do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure, Owuti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event, and two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference?
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow AMA proceedings now and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because nxa singakwazi nokuthi bahamba bekhulumani out there, kuba difficult ukuthi i-government siyibambe accountable futhi nathembisa lokhu lalokhu singakwazi ukuthi uma-plus sindisane. So nginike ingqobe kuma-youth wona lawa akhona lapha khathesi, they are from all the 10 provinces, ukuthi nxa bebuyela kuma-provinces abo babuyele beyetshela abanye ukuthi kuforum le kwenzakale lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. But okuhle ukuthi sesine-online space, sesikwanisa ukugudla sibone okwenzakalayo and sesikwazi lokuthi le-decade of action so many latest party action, how can we be part of this decade of action at declaring Secretary General United Nations? And it was a trigger for Nangali to seven Zambubambana, Logazi, which is from we are happy as illusion because Kogunye, Sugenega Kulu, and the Spanish dollar to say I won you, which is Rangan, but Ubuyan of the team on Alana, Palo, and the team is his wife.
All right. Isikhathi Thando, isikhathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Muri eZimbabwe tinobhuruka tinombara nguva ndiyo yapera. Nasi muchirongwa changa tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nasi muchirongwa changa tina vasungano chisina uyezve muzvare Thando Gwinji anokoneka ine mufaro ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.